I went out one day trying to buy my boy. He wanted to go swimming. And I went out. Used to, you could go to a filling station and for a quarter you could buy an old inner tube, you know, that they patched up and everything. And man, the people at filling stations look at you like they don't know what you're talking about now. All the tires they make now are these tubeless tires. Well, they don't have them anymore. What about a boat that you have to use these things to make it go?
No.
Okay. And if somebody wanted you to try something, like a new soap or something like that, they might come around and give you a free
sample.
Okay. And something that you might wear when you're cooking to keep from getting grease on your clothes. Okay. And if a man buys a three-piece suit, what would the pieces be?
I'd have a vest, coat, and vest.
Okay. And the thing that the men used to wear, they don't so much anymore, to hold their pants up.
Suspenders or galluses, lots of people call them.
Yeah. Yeah, gallus is what I remember hearing. Of course, sometimes I've heard them called braces, but most of the time it was galluses. Something you write with, if it uses ink, you'd say it's a what?
Pen.
Okay. And if a man picks up a lot of hickory nuts or something and just keeps stuffing them in his pockets, it'll make his pockets do what? Would you say you
stick out?
Okay, or you ever hear
out?
Okay, fine. And you might say, talking about a dress or a coat or something, you might say, well, I tried that new coat on and it whitened me just perfect.
Fit me.
Okay. What do the men call these things that they wear that have the bib kind of thing that comes up and has little pockets all in it, made onto the pants? You know, it has straps that come over and
back. Overall?
Right, right. Some people just call those, my dad calls them coveralls. Now, to me, coveralls are something that you put on over your clothes. You know,
yeah, they have sleeves.
Yeah, sleeves and buttons all the way up.
And the overalls have galluses coming back the end. They got them buttons on the pockets. Like
yeah, right. And then they got a place for your watch and everything.
Yeah, they're quite different than coveralls and overalls to me.
What about if you get a shirt and you wash it once and the next time you try to wear it, it's too little, you'd say that it has what?
Shrunken.
Okay. A woman that likes to fix herself up a lot and everything, you say she sure does like to
primp.
Okay. the thing that a woman carries her money in is a what?
Bag.
Okay. You ever hear anybody call it a purse? Or
yes, it's called that most part of the time now.
Called what?
Purse.
Okay.
Purse and money bag.
Mm-hmm.
What about what was it? My grandfather. Yes, I remember. I used to think it was so funny. I didn't hear purse, and my grandmother called it a pocketbook. She was from Missouri. Well, my granddad called his what I call a billfold. He called that his pocketbook. And I can remember when I was a little boy, I used to think it was funny for granddad to talk about his pocketbook because I thought a pocketbook was something that a woman carried.
Well, I tell you what, my dad used to have a. He had a billfold and he had a pocketbook.
That's a change purse. That's a change purse.
Mm-hmm. Well, he called that his pocketbook. And he called this his.
Now that you mention it, that's what Granddad did. He didn't carry a billfold, but he carried a little thing in his front pocket. See, he never did learn to drive or anything, so he didn't ever need to carry his driver's license. And he carried his bills and his change and everything in a pocketbook, but it was a little leather thing about that long that had a twist thing up at the top of it.
And it didn't have all the charge cards in it.
No, that's right.
And if you're rich enough, I had enough money to buy one, even though it didn't cost $25.34. You get one that had two of these little clips to it. Over here you put your change, and over here you could build up the top side. And you could go ahead and get your change out, nobody knew whether you had a dollar bill or whether you had a dime or
What about not a watch, but something else besides a watch that a woman might wear around her wrist?
Bracelet.
Okay. And if it's raining, you might put a what, carry a what to put up over?
Umbrella.
Okay. And when you make up the bed, the last thing that goes on the bed is the what?
The bedspread.
Okay. Did you ever hear it called a counterpane or
yes,
a counterpane?
Yes, sir. We used to when I was little.
What about the thing that you put your head on at night when you sleep?
Pillow.
Okay. Do you know what one is that goes all the, what is a bolster? Is that?
Yeah, that goes all the way across. It's one piece.
Okay. And